Wonderful Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. We are united in your name and we believe you are among us tonight. The kingdom of God is not here or there, but you have put it within us. Your presence, your blessing, and the faith that you gave us, that was given once, delivered once for all the saints, to those who you have redeemed. The same faith is still with us, in us tonight, and we believe you are listening to us. And we see this coronavirus around us, the ways continue, but we believe and we pray for your children. We pray for your chosen one. We pray for you to watch over them in a special way. We trust you and we keep believing in you, and we know you can do all things, as was said for Samuel, Andre, Francesco, for the brother Carmelo, mom Angela also. We all commit them in your hand, and we believe through faith that you give to each one of us. If this small assembly is united around your name, it can destroy the work of the devil. Yes, Lord, you have granted us grace, and we want to believe that all things are possible. And yourself has said, everything is possible for whom we believe. And that man has asked, can you do it? And you said, yes, I can. Just believe. And we want to believe with all our heart. And we know that you are the same Jesus Christ yesterday, today, and forever. We founded our faith and we founded our life and we put our heart in your hand. We believe that tonight you will speak to us, and we want to speak also to you. We want to have fellowship with you. We want to hear your voice and hear the worm of your voice. Grant us grace. We're living time of needs, time of crisis, but for the elect, you are going to shorten this day and grant us grace. Glory and honor to you for all those brethren who listen, and also for those who will listen. We want to put you above all things, and you are above all the sufferings, all the sickness. Once again, to now, we trust in you. Give us what we need. We thank you. We adore you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to have this faith. You may be seated. We want this faith. Brother Samuel still have... he's still coughing. He's still cold. When we know that God takes care of all of us. I don't know. Brother Jeremiah should be there normally. Let us see. Brother Jean-Michel, God bless you. We stop at page 49. Page 49 in Italian. We're supposed to continue what is written, what is talking about Aaron and Moses. So we are reading the circular letter of Brother Frank. This is an extract from the preaching of Brother Frank in Romania on the 23rd of August 2008. You are responsible in your local church, but this I have to say to the glory of God. From the first time I served the Lord's Supper, it was one bread and one cup. It was not the American way. It was God's way. But I'm just saying this to let you know that you do not go to another local church to put things right. Put things right in your local church. And then in every local church, everything will be right. But then we respect the ministry of the other brethren. I hope you understand. We are here as brothers. We talk from heart to heart. Be never, never responsible for a division. Maybe starting to say what this brother teaches is not exactly right. Do you teach exactly right every time? In every sermon? So please love one another. Love one because, as Brother Branham said, only perfect love will enter there. And love endures all things. And love, brotherly love, must be with us. Then our lives will be blessed. Our ministries will be blessed. And God's people will be blessed. Amen. Amen. Now, Brother Franco is commenting. Here is clear. The Lord has to grant us grace. I simply say, I underline here that what put things right is only the Word of God. The Holy Spirit knows the needs, knows the secret of the heart, and knows what we do need. And if there are elders in the church, there are people who God put in churches, God will speak in the way through the word, through them, for the thing to be put right. God did not give Brother Frank a duty to take care of local churches. For this reason, in the local churches, there are a lot of things to do. But one thing is certain. For example, Paul, he was taking care of local assembly. Also, Peter, they are apostles. And they took care of local assemblies. They sent letter to the assembly of Ephesus, the letter to the Corinthians, letter of correction. And the believer should hear what the Spirit is saying to the assembly. I wanted to read a passage of the scripture with you. Only perfect love will enter in. This is important. Sometimes, when critics are there, negative critics on a brother destroys churches, destroy assemblies. The strength of that man, there are a lot of things that we can say on this subject. When you start speaking that way, the way of critics, it becomes dangerous. For this reason, local assemblies, they don't work well as we see today. Let us read in 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. Because the true love that God gave us, because God has given it to the assembly and we have it. Maybe we just don't know it, or maybe we are not able to put it in practice, but God has given us this love. And what God has given us and is to love God above all things. 1 John 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. and his commandments are not grievous. If we have the love of God, we have to keep his commandment, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believed that Jesus is the Son of God? Hallelujah. Here, there are promises, and our trust must be based upon the word of God, upon what God has done through Jesus Christ. It's something that we have already. And a believer, a person in the assembly, each person individually must take this thing. And after, there will be an harmony in the church. Let us continue with Brother Frank. Brother, I do not want to be personal, but how many of you feel that you have a teaching ministry? Again, brother, I do not want to be personal, but how many of you feel that you have a teaching ministry? Do you feel that you have a teaching ministry? How many feel that they have an evangelistic ministry? Have you the assurance in your heart, this is the ministry God has called me to do? And then finally, not you, but the congregation decide what type of ministry you have. It is not my claim or your claim, but the congregation comes to know what type of ministry God gave you. But when it comes to the teaching ministry, I think we have done what we need to be done within the message of the hour, to put things into the right position and to show the connection within the word of God from one to the other. This is very important, like Brother Franco is saying. This assembly, we spoke already about it. Also, Brother Branham always put an accent when he was talking about assembly. So when I say assembly, I mean the members of the body of Christ. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, baptized in one body with the same spirit. So it's necessary to have an incubator from which the seeds of God come out. It can be a ministry, it can be a gift. For this reason, it's necessary to have the assemblies. Let us read in Acts chapter 13. Let us read in Acts 13. The gift that God gave either to the elders or either services that God has given to one or another is always for the church. It's always for the church. It's not for us personally. From verse 1, Acts chapter 13. We spoke already about it in the past, but as the apostle Paul used to say, is written in Philippians, we can repeat. I'm not tired to repeat the same thing. It's true. It seems we just go around, but it's also good for those who are listening. And we have to enter deeper in this subject, or to go deeper in this subject. Acts chapter 13 from verse 1. Now there were in the church that was in Antioch certain prophets and teachers, and the name are listed there. They were more people having the gift of God or the service of God in them, but God did not send them yet. And a certain time during the prayer and during the fasting, a prophecy came out saying, put aside Barnabas and Paul. I want to say that it should be known by all people. May the Lord model the character of the predestinated for them to do the service in the assembly. This is important. If not, otherwise, we are going to lose focus where God is where God is doing his job, where God has established his seed, where those gifts are manifested. So we are going to lose that focus. We are going to be like hair people. And we cannot say we are born, because a child is born from the bosom of his mother. So the incubator is the mother. And the mother is the church. And we know our mother is the heavenly Jerusalem. So a mother is a spiritual church. So then we see all these things. Why? When it's written here, I think, when Brother Frank is saying, I think we have done what needs to be done within the message of the hour to put things into the right place and to show the connection between the word of God from one to another. What's the meaning of this? Where the teaching come from? The teaching come from the prophet. God doesn't act without revealing his word to his servant, the prophet. So the first service is the prophet. Then the prophet of the prophet of the hour, according to Matthew 17:12, Act 3, verse 22. As we know, we all knew, Elijah is to come and to restore everything. So he had a special unction, a special spirit, a special teaching. At the time of Luther, there was justification. Do you understand? So the anointment at that time, the Holy Spirit at that time, was justification. And God did not reveal other things. Sanctification was another step. It was other thing. And then Philadelphia, all people, they were going to evangelize. At that time, is at that time truly where the gospel went everywhere. There was this evangelization. So a man who brought the message of sanctification was John Wesley. And then at that time, the spirit, the anointment was in that message. I want to put an accent there. Also on Sunday, we heard it from Zurich. From the preaching of Zurich. For this reason, another time we come back to this topic. In that anointment, in that teaching, the Holy Spirit prepare the member of his body for a service to serve him and to honor him. Do you understand? It's about that. So no one... Yeah, it's true that we can preach justification, justified by faith, etc. But then we add other things, and here what Brother Frank wrote here, I think we have done what needs to be done within the message of the hour to put the things into the right places and to show the connection within the word of God from one to another. Do you understand it? I believe it's important to store this thing, knowing that the anointment that comes directly from God cannot go beyond or in another field, if not the field that himself has predestinated for that anointment. I'm not a scribe, but I try to explain with a simple word for us to enter in the same thoughts. This is the importance of the assembly. Sometimes people doesn't realize it. What is the church? We have not to be a member of the church. We have to be a member of the body of Christ. It's different. It's completely different. If I'm a member of the church, as Brother Branham used to say with this message, so I can sign, I can register myself, then I have my member card. But then today we understand that it's not that. The true church is when you enter perfectly through by the Spirit to be part integrally of that body who is Jesus Christ, the same body. That is for you, is a personal thing. And then God will bless the seed that He has established before the foundation of the world. That is the importance of the assembly, of Antioch, of Krefeld, of Jeffersonville, all this. So for this reason, it's really important. Let's continue. We continue reading Brother Frank in the same preaching from 1 hour 29. Please, in closing, I say again, never speak evil about a brother. Never let jealousies come up in your heart. If God blesses a brother, don't have jealousy. Rejoice. Only if you can rejoice when God uses somebody else, your time has come to be used of God also. So keep the unity after faith. Amen. Let us continue. So we continue reading. So we're repeating. Never speak evil about a brother. Never let jealousy come up in your heart. So when God blesses a brother, rejoice. How much time, breathing, lost time for jealousy? Trying to humiliate someone, to put themselves above someone else. And this is serious. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, we can read it in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 24. For how comely parts have no need, but God had tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to the part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Now verse 26, and whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. In Italian, honored is written glorified. For this reason, I say, how much time have we lost? And how many things we see today? Because jealousy is something invisible, but the mouth is doing its work. It's something serious. May God remove all the hard thing and to make all things new, where the Spirit of God can move in the church according to the true love of God, not the love that me I think or my brother think, but the love of God. And at that time, the blessing of God will be there, and the true seeds of the true predestinated seed, they will come out. We can read also in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Ephesians 4, 13. I will read just this one. Ephesians. Here is spoken about the unity of faith. How should the elder go and pray for a sick person, if there is no unity of faith in them? If in their heart there is no love one for another? They are not big and small. where the work of God is done, where we act as God wants, God through us. The problem is that jealousy interrupt the line as it was in Genesis. What happened between Adam, between Cain and Abel, it was jealousy. If we speak humanly, Cain could say, why does God bless him, not me? Why God does appreciate what he's doing and not me? Or he never smiled to me or never watched over me. Why? And there, jealousy enter. And then jealousy manifesting itself. And is what we sing today. May God refresh and may God restore. And may we enter in restoration. May all the rotten things to be removed and for us to walk with the thoughts of God. There's also another passage here in Ephesians. I say to be in peace with all people. There are a lot of passages in Ephesians. But let us read in Philippians. Philippians chapter. What destroys this thing, jealousy. Philippians 2 verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of the others. How should we do it? To put in practice this word is important. It's important because if it's not applied, this word, God stops. The Spirit stops. But if it applies, if it's applied, God works. It's like a switch, an interrupter. You switch it on, you have light. You switch it off, there is darkness. For this reason, God resists to the pride by he grant grace to the humble. He revealed himself to the humble. He helps humble. And it's not an humility that's fabricated, but is humility of your heart. Is an experience with God. It's not humility that's is fabricated. Because when it's fabricated, at certain time it's going to be manifested out. Then we continue reading. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of the others. And Brando Frank say, so keep the unity after faith, love one another, and esteem one another higher than yourself. And pray for one another, and God will bless you and use you mightily wherever you are. God bless you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. A straight transcribed from the preaching of Brother Frank Brassel of May 30, 2009. On this theme, pastor and local elders. This is the 27 minute and 8 second. Now let us share a few scriptures about the local church. In every city, there was one local church. You have to read the scripture to have it confirmed. And here I have to say something that the whole world should know and hear. We believe in the message of restoration. All the big preachers speak about restoration. But to what? To what being restored? To the very beginning, we see the two things. We see the fivefold ministry, which was not bound to the local church. And we see the elders and the deacon in the local churches. Now, Brother Franco say, what I want to say, there was just one spirit in the beginning. There can be different groups. There's no problem. It can be to have a different assembly in different in the same city, as a big city, we can see like Paris, Krefeld, but the only thing that we see today is like each one is living for his own, and he's directing his assembly for the way he wants, and this is not right. And we can see that Brother Frank wrote there was one local church. For example, if I'm far and I want to have meeting with Braden next to my place or near me, there's no problem. If we are far in the flesh, the main thing is to be connected in the spirit. One spirit, one body, and one baptism, etc. The serious matter is today we don't see that. Today we don't see that. There are a lot of things we could say. And we believe that with all our heart in this difficult time or hard time, in this time of torments, or with all those things that are taking place around us, we believe that a Christian will reflect and ask to himself what we have to do now. They are breathing. They are breathing whom the blood of Jesus was shed for them. And what we do? You see? So there is something. The thing is not there because someone is saying, I keep my position, you keep your position. Isn't it? Then what we do then? How we do? For this reason, God is working. And I believe God works on this in this subject, because the people are rejecting. They reject for jealousy. They reject what could unite the body of Christ or the children of God and the one, the only ministry, only the one, the same head. Is that head Brother Branham or Brother Frank? No, the only minister is the minister of Jesus Christ. Do you believe? Do you understand it? He is the one who distribute his ministry. It is his gift. When would they understand it? If you realize that is not your ministry, it's not your service, but it's of Jesus Christ and it's his service, and then you become humble and you become small and you say, God, if you don't show me the thing, I cannot do it. Because if you put yourself before forward, that means God is behind. Normally, God should go forward and you behind. This is a true believer. Then you following step by step and following what you will do. And God will bless you. He will strengthen you and you'll be a blessing for everyone. We continue to read. We believe in the message of restoration. All the big preachers speak about restoration. But to what? To what being restored? To the very beginning. But to what? Now Brother Frank is asking. What are we talking here? What are we talking about here? We are talking about restoration. But to what? To what being restored? Exactly. To what was at the beginning. To return, I said with all my heart, we all in the families, in the churches, the goal, how goal, not of the preacher, but how goal as a church is to return to the beginning. Between Britain, in houses, in the churches, the devil has put all the whole things still be in front of us or before us, and there are fights to do in the families, in the between preacher. They still fight against all things instead of removing them or throwing them away, and start everything as the Holy Spirit shows or directs, and following the anointment which is in the message. But God is going to let all enter in, because the church will enter and it must enter. Then at that moment, I said with all my heart, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm waiting for what it was in the first church in the beginning to come back with us. And by faith, we can already see it. And it's at that time, we can speak. We will speak about the unity of faith. If the Lord could move only in this assembly here or just in Krefeld, what about other brothers? Do you understand what I'm saying? God doesn't want no one to be lost, but he wants all to be saved. He said, all those the Father has given to me, I won't lose none of them. May God put us all under the same head. And the head is not Brother Frank. There are some people, they thought or they imagine it was Brother Frank or Brother Branham. It's wrong. It's Jesus who distributes his blessing, who gives his blessing to his people. He distributes his good. It's like an interrupt, a switch. Then at that time, jealousy will stop the Cainite. They are brothers. They pronounce this word, Cainite, because in their heart they still have they are still jealousies, and this jealousy is stopping the movement of the Spirit. May God help us and grant us grace. Let us continue. Brother Frank here was saying, all the big preachers speak about restoration, but to what? To what being restored? To the very beginning. And we see two things. We see the fivefold ministry, which was not bound to a local church, and we see the elders and the deacon in the local church. Now, Brother Franco say, here, Brother Frank is saying, with what Brother Frank has wrote here, how come some brother is still saying that there is no ministries? There are no other ministries. I still remember in here 80, when we were in Liège, we were at a brother place. We had also a meeting with our brother Jean Gilson. There was another African brother, and there was a music playing there, saying just they were two baptized with the Holy Spirit, Brother Frank and Brother Barillier, just those two. And then that brother, I don't remember the name, and I don't want to name him, and he said they are just two baptized of the Holy Spirit. You see? What knowledge of the scripture do they have? Is someone important in Africa? Also here in Europe. He used to go from church to church and preach everywhere. And he was saying that. How is it possible to say such a thing? And attention also today among us. If these things don't stop, is these things don't stop? How can God give us these blessings? He cannot give us this blessing. How can God give special blessings while something is missing to them to grow in the assembly, in the assembly of the righteous, or in the church of the righteous? For this reason, Brother Frank said the five ministry were not bound in the local church, as we always said, and we see the elders and the deacon in the local church, they staying there, to accomplish and to serve the brothers and sisters. If you go, we continue reading. And then if you go to Act 15, I would like to read these verses to you so that you will know it is in the Word of God. In Act chapter 15, there was a problem presented to a local church, but also to the elders and to the apostle. They all came together to speak about the problem which has come up. Therefore, we read in Act chapter 15, verse 4, when they had come to Jerusalem, they were received by the assembly and the apostle and the elders, and they reported all things that God had done with them. Brother Franco now is saying, wrote his more notes here. Today, the devil has created so many confusion concerning ministries, rejecting them. It's like he wanted to put them far from the service of the church, refusing them. When we see all these things around us, we realize also for the brothers who listen, they can see it, because the things today, things are really mixed. At the beginning, it was not like this. In here 80, here 70, it was not like this. Everything was at its place. Everything was at its place. And now we see that everything is mixed and twist, and till the point where people are rejecting the ministry. How can God bless, or how can God put them at their place? What's the meaning of going back to the beginning? It means to put everything back at its place. The one who has to do his services, to do it. The one who has to stay at the church, has to remain at the church. But today there is a great confusion. May God grant grace and restore the hearts of the assembly and bring them back in the beginning. And I wrote down another passage in Luke 17. I do not want to go too deep with it. Luke 17, it was when the Lord went down to Jerusalem, and he said, if you knew the day of your visitation, you won't be like this, but you have refused it. They refused the Lord to visit them. They won't see him till when they will say, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. I'm searching here. Luke 17 from verse 20. And when he has demand of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. That's why people are seeking for big manifestation. They're seeking for great manifestation. You can see those TV shows, all these conferences, all these special services like Benny Hinn, the big personalities, they put themselves there. The only person that's had truly something within him, that God has sent him to visit the old world, and he had a message. That was the only thing he's talking about, Brother Branham. But then the focus of people was directed toward other people, other preachers, T.L. Osborne, Oral Roberts. All these preachers, they have done their job, but or their work, but the their sight or their focus supposed to be turned toward the message of the hour. And there, they supposed to receive what God has prepared for them. But many have rejected him, as is written. All those who did not receive the baptism of John the Baptist, they make the work of God without effect for them. For this reason, the anointment in the revealed word is to be in the church. It must refresh the church and bring it back as in the beginning, and then God will work in the midst of the church. And I believe with all my heart, he will do it. All the things we see today prepared us for that. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto the disciple, the days will come, attention, when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. We already preach about that. And ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, see here or see there, go not after them, not follow them. What is about here? 2,000 years ago, there was Jesus, and we know we've been visited at this same time with a messenger having the same ministry, even greater, with miracles, Holy Spirit action, that's the Son of Man head being in the body of flesh, isn't it? As they has rejected him, they did not reject Jesus Christ. For this reason, they wanted to see that day. For this reason also, they have the hear to, for hearing, they hear not. And their eyes to see, but they see not. That is what is about. What it been rejected, now has to be put back. It must be put back in the candlestick. And then blessing will take place. Who desire not to see the days of the Son of Man? Who desire not to see the days of the Son of Man? May God help the assembly. I speak about the church, the bride, to refresh all things and for them to see the position or having the initial position that God gave to the church. In reading or in... for this reason is written, the one who have ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. It is not written to the church, but to the assemblies. This thing is important. It's important for me and for all of us. Now we continue reading, Brother Frank. Not just one pastor, no. The whole church, the elders and the apostle, it was not one man system, but the church of the living God, the body of Christ. Now Brother Franco say, you see, still today we find this. I'm saying it before God. Why? If people, a body of Christ, they said, there's just Brother Franco. Do you understand it? Isn't it the same thing as those who said there is just one person, there is just one person? This is the same thing as the Catholic Church or the Nicolaitan spirit. It's true that there is just Jesus Christ, and he distributes to the church the way he wants and the way he established. And the brothers who saying there is no ministries or there are no ministries. Also Peter said, I'm an elder like you. He did not receive just a service to do for people of Israel. and Paul was for the Gentile, but he was also an elder. He was also part of the elders, and he was there to edify the church or the assembly. Hallelujah. So it's important. May God put everything back at his place. And these brothers are going against the Spirit of God. They're going in certain direction. They're taking certain position. They are going against the Spirit of God. In verse 6, we read, "And the apostle and the elders gathered together to consider this matter." And verse 15, "And to this agree the words of the prophet, as is written." And in verse 28, "For it has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon no greater burden than this necessary thing." So, "And the apostle and the elders gathered together to consider this matter." In verse 15, "And to this agree the words of the prophet, as is written." In verse 28, "For it has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than this necessary thing." So we see that the problem was not solved with a pastor, but the whole church, the apostle, the elders were there. Brother Franco say, if the church doesn't come back at this point, we will always search to be restored, but God has already restored everything. May God help the brothers. May God help all of us to put back everything back to the candlestick. Today, we have a great problem. We have the American system, but we do not need the American system. The American system is one pastor and again one pastor and again one pastor. Where are the elders? Where are the other who have part in the ministry? Where are the apostles? Where are the prophets? And where are the other ministry? If you go to the word of God in Acts chapter 20, verse 17, the apostle Paul did not call fivefold ministry. He called the elders of the church, because the elders of the church are responsible from the local church. And Brother Franco say, if there's just one head, one pastor, where are the other ministry? If there is just one pastor, where are the elders? Is a nonsense. It's wrong. Everything must be brought back at this place. And if everything is at this place, I repeat it, going in this direction, and I believe this coronavirus is doing disastrous, is making problem. But at the same time, there are important things in the church that must be put at their place. And this corona provokes also that people are thinking now, brothers are thinking, are reflecting for us to enter in the same direction. They're asking to themselves, Lord, what we are doing? What are we doing? And I'm saying it with all my heart, and I believe in that. How God has permitted this pestilence to come, and it's the same God that can stop it. God permits. There is no leaf that can a leaf cannot fall if God does not permit it. The same for the birds, and we are more than birds. God has all of us in his hand. We have to trust and depend completely to the Spirit of God. Completely. Not a little bit. Not just on Sunday. But every day of our lives, we have to depend on him. Because we are believers. We are born again by his Spirit. We are believers. So, 365 days in the year, 24/7, this God that we accepted or we believed is going to be the same. And he has our life in his hand, and he does what he wants with us. So why not to trust in him? Why not trusting in him? And what to do then? It's true that you have to pay attention, or you have to take care of yourself to this pestilence, or they call it this animal, or this they calling they giving name. But God is above all things. Our lives are hidden in Christ. Everything has to be refreshed or restored. Also, our faith. And God knows how to do it. He knows how to make a way through all these things for him to keep his children, his elect. It's written, if he did not shorten the days, no flesh could be saved. It's a passage. I do not remember where is it. I believe in Matthew 24. The days will be shortened. But because of his chosen one, and who are we? The coming of the Lord is soon, is near. We continue with Brother Frank. This is how we read, for example, in James chapter 5, verse 14, that if anyone is sick among you, let him call the elders of the local church. It's not enough to preach about restoration and walk in your own way. The time is too late. It's too late. Brother Franco is saying, we have faith that the servant of God was baptized, and commissioned by God, and we believe, we have believed, and our lives have changed, and everything was changed, and we change also. We've been transformed. For this reason, in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 6, he said, come ye out among them. Oh, here in Italy we have a big problem, or let's say we Italian people is not just one state. It seems to have two states or even three states. How things are going now, we can see what is taking place in Rome. That person there who has a spirit, has the bonds, has feelings. By the anointment which is upon him, what do you think about it? And now he clearly state, he blessed the couple, homosexual couples, and he say even them are children of God. How let it there? How are they going to build a family? And you see, and million of people. Because the first church or the first religion in the world or the mother of all is that church. For this reason, there is a small group that it doesn't have nothing to do with them. May God bless us. Continue with Brother Frank. In 1 Peter chapter 5, here we have the elders. The apostle Peter say, I am an elder with you. Like you. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, we have a fivefold ministry service. And also in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, especially verse 28, God placed different ministry or services into the body of Christ. And in Acts chapter 13, from verse 1, we read that in the church there were certain teacher and prophet, and then the Lord spoke. Brother Franco say, those teachers or prophet, where do they come from? May God open the ears or the eye to all these brethren to realize it. For example, in Krefeld, from where Brother Miski's brother Roos, Brother Smith come out from? Where did they come out from? Is they grow in that atmosphere, and this atmosphere, this spiritual atmosphere, he let them grow. At that time in the first church, who was there? In Ephesus or Antioch? It's normally that the apostle established the elders, then an incubator is made, and from this incubator the seeds of God are coming out. So if we don't realize this thing, we are completely out. May God grant us grace. There is a particular or a special anointment. At that time in Antioch, there was a special anointment in this church. So you can read in Acts chapter 4. You can read a lot of verses where it's written. Where it's written, they used to share all the goods together. There was something that was born, and in these things, people could come out of that. Then we see after that, they start in 120, then after first preaching, 3,000 people. And then we see also Ananias and Sapphira, all these things, they supposed to take place till today, are at our time. And we were in the thoughts of God, now we are manifested. And God has wait for this time for him to manifest us. It's like this, may God bless our hearts. Let us continue reading. Brother Frank is saying, and the Lord spoke in the church, and the Lord spoke not somewhere in the outer room, but while the believers were assembled. Let us read Acts chapter 13 from verse 1 to verse 4. Now there were in Antioch in the assembly which was there prophet and teacher Barnabas and Simeon, who was called Niger, and Lucius the Cyrenian, and Manan, foster brother of Herod and Tetrarch, and Saul. And as they were serving the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Separate me now, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them. Then, having fasted and prayed, and having laid their hands on them, they let them go. They, therefore, having been sent for by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia, and then sailed away to Cyprus. They did not lay their hand for them to have the gift, but just to establish what God has already done. It's not a man who's doing something, but it's God who does all things. He's glorious. For this reason, God has given the gift to the man. Is God, is not a man doing something. It is a great blessing. We continue reading, Brother Frank. When you come back to Acts chapter 13, it was not just one pastor gathering a few believers, but here apostle and prophet and teacher were there. And they were together in the church. And then the Lord spoke, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul. I want to see the church return to the very beginning. I would not be satisfied unless I see it happen." So we have to understand, beloved brother and sister, whatever happened on earth is in any assembly is not a local matter. It is international. When there is something was taking place here, when something takes place here, it will be international. It's a church. It's all the church, all the assemblies under the rule. We have all to go back under the rules of the word of Jesus Christ, and everything must be restored and be renewed. We cannot find ourselves not prepared. God is preparing us. For this reason, the time we live, we are living, our times of preparation is also a time to be ready. It's true that is a time of preparation, but we must be already ready at any time, because what we waiting for is the return of the Lord. We all are conscious that the last touch will come from Him, and Him establish or restore everything. Why the wise virgin, or why is the foolish virgin? Why the foolish virgin? Because this reserve is missing to them. Because maybe they think they don't need this reserve. But we thank God, because we know that without that reserve, but we know today there is a food, a variety of food. But you have to cook it. So, I mean, variety of food, but you have to prepare it first. If you did not cook it, how your faith is going to be refreshed? How can you give strength to continue till the end of the walk of the road? Isn't it? So it must be cooked. The food is there, but where are the chef? When it's not well cooked, people don't eat. For this reason, the work is great, but there are few servants. The field, where the chef or the chef are people. Today we have a lot of food. On Wednesday, on Saturday, the first of the month, we have Zurich, we have Krefeld. There is food. May God help us. Help us to cook it and to have reserve. And then the revealed word is going to be a flesh or a something that is cooked to serve to other people. Everything that we hear or we have stored must be prepared and distributed. If not, you are going to, you see, like those balls that you put air on it, in Italian, palloncino. You put air on it till then a certain time just is going to blow up. This is an extract from Brother Frank preaching of June 6, 25, on the difference between a manda and a local heiress. The divine part interests us much more. And brother and sister, if I look back to this last 2 months, April and May, yes, then there's nothing left for me but to say, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. Luke 2:24, I believe. For my eyes have seen the fulfillment of the word. This was in 2015. Brother Frank was feeling already that the gospel was already preached. He was feeling it already in his heart in 2015. So Matthew 24 verse 14 was already preached. At that time, he was still strong. He could walk, but he was feeling already this, that the verse was already accomplished. So that means the food was already distributed in all this in all the world. So why still there are different teaching or different opinions? So we should reach unity. We must be united. The faith refreshed or restored. If Brother Frank is already ready, who's the last to get in, to enter in? God will decide it. God knows. He knows the time. He knows the moment. But just to tell you that the time is really, we are really near, and the world is of the hurt, of this hurt, and the world is of this world. As not to surcharge in the heart of the believer who walks with Christ and be an obstacle for him to be ready. Brother Frank, we can say, yeah, he arrived already, he's halt. It's not because he's halt. We halt. The first will be the last. The last will be the first, you see. As the time works in order to restore all things, may God bless our heart. The gospel has been... Shabron, we continue to read Brother Frank. Is talking, we continue reading with Brother Frank. One day, even in Jakarta or in Medan in Indonesia, the largest Muslim country on the earth is Indonesia. And just imagine, also there I was called to the radio, and the man himself is a Muslim and said, you travel so far and most surely you have to say something to our people. And then I got 1 hour time to say what God laid upon my heart. Just wonderful how the Lord is leading everything so wonderfully, not only among the believers who receive and believe the message, but also that he opens the doors and hearts. That's really, it becomes a divine reality that to all people and tongue the last message has been proclaimed, and we can have a direct part in it. And Brother Franco say, we have to take part of it, because there is a guide. There is a guide, and we believe it. May God guide us. And Brother Franco continue. Last Sunday was also Brother Michael in Zurich, and also there he gave a short report of what God is doing around the Persian Gulf. And if God gives grace, and if time continues, Then one here will have a contract in all these TV stations. We will proclaim the last divine message so that no one has an excuse. What do you think that it means for me when God opens such door and giving such much grace, so much grace? And also now from Medan via Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, then to Bangkok, and then again Rangoon, Burma. And if I then think about what God really did in the largest denomination, in the Anglican Church, all hallelujah, all have come together, Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal style, all have to come to hear this man from Germany. But I do not speak about Germany. I speak and proclaim the whole counsel of our God. And we do not want to go here into details, but it is really the end of the Lord. It is the time of God. And out of conviction, we can cry out, today this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. How many years have passed when Brother Branham was told, the message which was entrusted to you will forerun the second coming of Christ? Since 1933, many years of course have passed. And since the going home of Brother Branham, also 50 years, it'd be in December. Now is 55 years. We continue reading. But we may say this for the glory of God. We redeem this time, day and night, and we proclaim this divine message into all the world. And therefore my heart is filled with gratefulness. The journey, of course, are becoming more and more difficult for me. But the Lord will give grace until the time is finished, until the last ones have been called. You all know, of course, that a divine call is not a matter of a man, but that the Lord God has just called according to his plan of salvation. And blessed is the man who recognizes. Two brothers were asking how it is with the local ministry. I cannot deal with this at all. I just have to carry out what the Lord commanded me. And I have to go from city to city, from country to country. And local churches, they have their elders. They have their meetings. They have their services. But this, the Lord really said, do not establish any local church. And I cannot deal with local matters. I cannot mingle with it because the local situation, I do not know it. This has to be done and clarified locally. Of course, elders have not a commission to go from country to country and from city to city. This is clear. I can nothing for it. Brother Franco says, here we have understood already that the elders must remain in the local churches because God has established so. God did not give him the instruction or a particular instruction to go in other churches to preach to all people. If everyone take the right role and if everyone submits himself to the word of God, because God has granted grace for everything to be restored, but we see today that it's not there. It doesn't exist. There is a great confusion. Everything is permitted. And you see, may God continue to refresh and to restore everything before his return. Maybe, as Brother Frank, I say, I'd like to see that this church led, or I'd like to see this church led by the Holy Spirit, everything brought at its place. And we are working toward that. May God help us to work for this goal. This is the main thing is that we realize that the anointment of the Holy Spirit rest upon the work or the message or the church of Jesus Christ. There was a time for Luther, so the anointment stay in the message. There be time of Wesley, Pentecostal, but God then has refreshed everything, has put everything back in the candlestick. Exactly as Elijah is done in the Old Testament. This is important. And then God will work or continue his work. We will stop today here. Next time we will continue from here. Then we will speak about the Nicolaitan doctrines or teachings. And we see what God wants us to understand. And there is also Brother Salvatore, believe following online. May we pray the Lord for Brother Salvatore. He's getting weak. He has up and down. May the Lord help him. Let us pray. Wonderful Heavenly Father, we thank you with all our hearts for everything that gives us at every time, for the way you speak to us always. Continue to walk with us step after step. Prepare this church, not just this small assembly, but the church of Jesus Christ, which is everywhere in this world, for us to be united under one head, and for you to come and take your church. Lord, we are here before you, in your hand, believing that you have given us a lot of food, a lot of grace and blessings. Lord, there are many sufferings among people of God. We call upon your name to come and help and restore everything, because time is near. Continue to heal your people. Continue to put back everything at its place and bless our heart. You know the needs in the church, also in this small assembly, in the houses, in the family. Each one has different situation to another, but you are not an invisible God, but you are a visible God in your church. For this reason, you let yourself seeing, and you restore heart, and you speak to us. We trust in you, either for our work, either for the sick people, also for Brother Salvatore. May you heal him, and may you glorify your name to this man, and bless him. We believe that he thinks that he have nothing, and we believe also that is so. Continue to bless the heart. We trust in you, and we all have this conviction in our heart. If you were not there, and if you have not given us this faith, where would we be? Help us refresh this assembly as it was in the beginning, and let it be the action of God, the action of the Spirit of God among us. Glorify thy name. It's true that a lot they want to stay behind, but you won't lose none of those the Father has given you. We call upon your blessing to dwell upon us, upon our houses, in our families, where each one of us individually look at you. May each one of us look at you. Thank you, Lord, for this night. Thank you for the brothers. Thank you for your presence, your glorious presence, and blessed. And every time in your presence, you always give us what we need. May thy blessing be visible among us in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.